Tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows your screw.
Your brain is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. Your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. Your neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. And do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
That's what it sounds like for wind-driven wildfires that are burning through central Chile. Flames have killed at least 112 people and burned about 166 square miles there. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens.
It's a pretty competitive world out there, wouldn't you say? And getting your business known takes some creativity. So what do you do? Where do you go when you want to brand or promote your company, team, or club in a cost-effective way? Big Rhino. We are promotional creatives, but it all starts with you. Want some sweet-looking swag with your logo? Screen-printed shirts for your weekend warrior team. Big Rhino is your one-stop promotional shop. So think big and visit BigRhino.com. Call 1-800-469-9028.
Painting is one of the least expensive ways to achieve the most dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior and exterior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. home. With thousands of colors to choose from, PaintMark can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg Schweigert, PaintMart is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Big guys live life big. Take football, for instance. Nothing makes a man feel bigger than scoring the winning touchdown or slamming the puck past a lazy goalie. That's why Little John's Big and Tall Men's Fashion and Alteration Shop was awarded Best of the Bay finalist for great fitting, great quality clothing for big guys, from extra large and all the way up. You'll feel better than ever, from casual to dress, and yep, athletic clothing too. Little John's Big and Tall, a member of the iTex trading community.
Hi, this is Stephen Hurst with Hurst Transmission Specialists. We're proud to have been servicing Northwest Florida's automotive transmission needs for over 20 years. Our reputation for superior customer service, quality craftsmanship, and unmatched value has made us the most trusted service provider in Northwest Florida. Thank you for supporting us for over 20 years. We look forward to continuing to serve the area, Pensacola proud, for many years to come. Stuck in first? Come to Hurst. Call 478-3395. That's 478-3395.
3395. LA proved too much for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the life. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago.
To talk to George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, toll-free, call 800-618-8255. To reach George via Skype, use Skype name George97313. Send George a text message anytime at 818-298-6521. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And this hour we'll take your calls with Allison Carmen, the author of The Gift of Maybe, when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. You've heard me talk about the Byrna pistol. Now it's time you join a half a million others that have purchased a Byrna launcher. That's BYRNA. Byrna is a less lethal pistol you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. It's legal in all 50 states. No background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. I own the Byrna SD launcher, and it's a great complement to my firearms. We need to start with less lethal, and the Byrna pistol is the best alternative to deadly force. The Byrna pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and they can ship directly to your home. Visit Byrna.com/George now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/George.
When disaster hits and the power goes out, are you going to be one of the victims or are you going to be prepared? Traditional generators are noisy, stationary, and require expensive gasoline, making them potentially dangerous. That's why I created the Patriot Power Generator from Four Patriots. Now when the power goes out, you'll be ready, using the endless free power of the sun to power your lights, TV, medical equipment, and even your fridge. And unlike gas generators, the Patriot Power Generator is fume-free, portable, and completely silent, so it's perfectly safe to use indoors. And it never needs gas. Ever. Go to PatriotPower4.com to learn more. That's PatriotPower, the number 4.com. With the recent storms, we've had to double production to keep up with demand, so order now while we still have stock. Order today and we'll include a free solar panel plus free shipping. Go to PatriotPower4.com now. That's PatriotPower4.com.
And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Allison Carman with us. Her book is called The Gift of Maybe. Allison, how easy is it to let go of the past?
It is not an easy thing. But I have to say that there comes a point in our lives that we have to process the pain of the things that happen to us. We have to feel our feelings. But we get to a point that we have to make a choice. That either we're going to keep the past with us and live in a place of pain, live in a place of yesterday, or we're going to choose ourselves and we're going to choose the moment and we're going to choose to find something else for us to experience in this lifetime. So it's not an easy path, but to hold on to the pain, that's not an easy path either. And we don't realize, again, because we're afraid of uncertainty, we're afraid of what we don't know, we hold on. Certainty, the past is kind of a certainty. I know this pain. I know what happened in my life before. I know that's all I could have. So letting go is not easy, but is one of the most biggest gifts we can give ourselves, because there's so many, our lives are unlimited. We limit it by holding on. So if we can get to a point that we can let go, then we could experience the miracle of life. So not an easy thing, but really the only way to really experience all that life could possibly offer us.
Is there a limitation to how many times you could say maybe?
You know why you're making me laugh? Because when I listened to the audiobook, I heard the woman who, you know, this woman, Kim Neamy, she read the book. And I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, my God, this woman, maybe she had a nervous breakdown reading my book. Maybe. And so I after a while, I couldn't take it anymore. And I wrote her on Instagram, and I was like, hi. I was like, thank you for reading my book. I have a question for you. Did you have a nervous breakdown reading the book? Did you have to say maybe so many times that you thought you were going to scream? And she actually said, you know, Allison, I have to say that I had the exact opposite experience. She's an actress, and she always deals with the unknown. And she goes, now I've incorporated maybe in my life, and it's a lifesaver. It has changed my perspective, because nothing is the end. If I don't get the part, if I don't get the role, I know that things are still open and there's still possibilities. She said, so for me, it changed my life. But it's funny you asked me that question, because it was the first time I ever thought that. So, no, I have these maybe cards, and I find that during my work day, we don't really realize how often we get negative. And you'll have an unexpected problem. Your child calls you. These things are happening all the time, and we don't realize we're not always so connected with our emotions. A little irritation creeps in, a little negativity creeps in, because we think what's happening is bad. So I'm in maybe all the time. Either I'm just in that state, or when the problems are coming at me, I just look at the maybe cards. Maybe everything is okay. Always helps me let go. And maybe also helps you let go of the past. Maybe helps you let go of everything. So I use it all the time.
Why do some people work better under pressure than other people?
Again, you make me giggle a little bit, but I think we believe that, that we need that. It's like a negative state we need to be in order to achieve. And I think it's almost like we create suffering for ourselves. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it needs to be that way. I think that we could create in a much more peaceful way, in a much more balanced way. It's like, I don't know why we do that to ourselves. We have this intensity that if we're not this way, we can't have what we want, and it's not true. You could have exactly what you want through balance, through maybe, through a totally different experience.
Let's go to the phones. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
In your neck of the woods, Joe in Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph.
Yeah, hi. Great topic. Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Okay, let's start with, say, someone's doing a dating app. People tend to want to make a quick conclusion. You'll say something, people will say something, and they'll say, oh, well, you're this. So they try and pigeonhole someone right away. But say, theoretically, someone goes out, meets someone at a coffee shop, and they do come across as a bad mood, but that's not necessarily a pattern. So would you say maybe keep the maybe on the situation, even though the person seems to be in a bad mood meeting you, but maybe they've had some prior bad experiences and it's not you, and let a pattern more emerge, that type of thing. My second thing would be, say, some venues. Okay, I've been around some people. They wanted to get in the Boston Marathon. You had to qualify, so they don't get in it. That's like a singular focus on just getting on the Boston Marathon, where there's so many other marathons that, say, the Chicago Marathon, you can get in. All you have to do is pay, and you can participate. You don't have to qualify, so... maybe like the idea of just bringing something into where you break a singular focus for your goal and kind of spread it out a little bit. Or last thing is, say I do have a flaw, a personal flaw. Should I say maybe this is true? I do have this flaw and I need to like kind of deal with it.
Well, first of all, the easy one is the marathon. You're absolutely right. You know, we have a choice. We can say maybe I'll try again next year, or maybe I'll try a different one. I mean, that's, you know, we shut down before we open up. And regarding the dating app, the same thing. And I think what happens is people are looking for certainty. They want to know they're going to be safe. They want to know they're going to be okay. But we don't realize what we do is we limit ourselves. We just want what we know, and we don't realize that sometimes what we think we want and what we know is less, because we choose safety over possibilities. So I think a maybe attitude on the dating app, yes, you have to make sure you're safe. You have to make sure, you know, sometimes you just know you don't like somebody. But when we're willing to expand ourselves and have a maybe attitude, we're going to be more expansive and we're more likely going to meet somebody. So, again, it's this need for certainty, but it makes us smaller. It makes every experience in life smaller because there is no safety. And there are many ways to be okay. So I think for you to have a maybe attitude is great. We can't force it upon someone else, but I think if you stay in maybe, you're more likely that you will meet somebody. And, again, you might come to a point that I went out with this person 3 times. They were in a bad mood every time. You might want to give up. But I think maybe it's going to serve you well. And as for the last piece, you know, regarding a flaw that we may have, you know, we're very hard on ourselves. And, you know, I think we judge ourselves so harshly. So, yes, you know, maybe it's okay you have that flaw, right? Even though you decide to work on yourself, even though you could choose to want to, you know, change things about yourself, it doesn't mean you're not okay, and it doesn't mean you're not worthy. So, yeah, maybe is an interesting term to kind of look at the things you might want to look at, but maybe you're okay just the way you are. So I guess it depends how you want to use that, but I think that we judge ourselves one flaw, you know, doesn't mean that we're not worthy, and one flaw doesn't mean that we can't meet somebody.
But you don't think you could say maybe too much? Maybe.
I think if you're afraid of the unknown, you could use maybe all day long, and it's going to serve you. I think, again, if you're not making decisions in your life and you're using it in a wishy-washy way, then I think you could have a problem.
Exactly.
But for uncertainty, all day long, all night long, because every time you drop your fear and you allow yourself not to know, you're going to access so much more in your life.
Let's go to John in Wisconsin.
Again, remember, our wisdom is with us, so we're not going to lose that by saying maybe. You know, if you're sitting in a situation and it doesn't feel right, your wisdom's going to say, get out of here, right? It's we use the maybe for our fears and our worries. It doesn't mean we're not going to have, you know, our know-how or the things that we've accumulated in our lifetime. It doesn't mean we're going to lose our discernment. It just means we're not going to be afraid of what we don't know, afraid of the future.
Okay, let's go to John in Wisconsin. Welcome to the show. Hey, John.
Hello, George. Hello, Allison.
Hi.
Hi, John.
I have several brief comments and then a question, please. Since this is the first Sunday of the month, I wanted to thank Coast to Coast for continuing to offer wonderful guests like Allison that are so helpful. I also want to thank the regular callers like Joe from Long Island who offer valuable insight to the show, and I want to encourage new callers to be part of this great show. Allison, thank you for sharing your story. You're a joy to listen to. I did not do well with stress, depression, anxiety, and maybe, and at age 62, it led to my blindness. However, I am now taking the wisdom from those setbacks, working as a volunteer counselor to help others, and have a brief story about that, Allison, that will lead to a question. I'm currently working with a young man who's very highly educated. He has a PhD, but he's made some career decisions that he regrets, and he continues to look back upon, and you and George talked about this quite a bit. And he always wants to focus on that, and I'm trying to get him to get off of that and think about the future because we can't change the past. And it's causing stress on his marriage. It's wearing down his children. So I'm working diligently with him to remove that and get into more of the maybes and the unknown, which you so well talked about. But here leads to my question, Allison. Do you think as human nature, we just overanalyze everything to the point that it takes us away from the common sense of the story of the farmer and the horse, that when you break things down to that, we could deal with things on an easier level and avoid all the pitfalls you and George spoke so wisely about tonight. Allison, thank you for all you do, and George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John.
So I think, first of all, that thank you so much for your comments. I really appreciate it. And talking about the person that you work with, he's very lucky to have someone like you supporting him, and hopefully over a period of time he'll be able to let go of the regrets and let go of the past and realize that it's a story he's telling, because if he would have made different decisions, he doesn't know life would be better today. Maybe it wouldn't, because everything has twists and turns. And the last piece is I do think we overthink things. But really, what's happening in the farmer stories, we're always looking for what everything means for tomorrow. And if we could just go with more ease and not be so future-focused and be more present-focused, we'll have a much more ease. We'll have much more ease in our life, much more flow, much more enjoyment. So the overthinking is, what does everything mean for tomorrow when in the moment there is a gift? So I think you're absolutely right.
Next up, let's go to Mayat in New York. Lots of New York callers. They're following you all over
it's
the place.
It's my accent. Yes. Good morning, Allison and George. What an excellent program. Allison, I want to I have a point of clarification, a main question, and then a last comment with some thoughts that you could also respond to. First of all, and I listen over the air. First, I'd like you to advise us, and thank you for such a brilliant, significant idea and concept, but I want you to clarify the formats that your book comes in and whether and if it's in a paperback, how many pages is it? The second part and the main question is, it seems that something about humanity always seems to be in that, I guess you could say, even the monkey mind of three negative emotions, regret, guilt, and shame. I like your comment on that. And lastly, I have some thoughts. I recently been reading Ecclesiastes, and it's attributed to the words of the preacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem, and that Jeru part of the word, it relates to Heru, H-E-R-U. But I want to just read a brief paragraph that relates to your work. This is from chapter 9, verse 11. Quote, I returned, and by the way, the banner generally is vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But it begins, quote, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance, or time and circumstance, in different versions, happen to them all. So if you have my questions, and George usually has it all in hand, I'll listen over the air. Thank you so much.
The paperback book my ad is 140 pages. Go ahead, Allie.
First of all, I'm impressed you're awake. We're the only two people in New York that are awake right now.
We have many listening to this show in New York, believe me.
Well, thank you for everyone that likes to stay up so late. And I think that George just answered the question regarding the paperback, and it comes in paperback, it's on Kindle, and now it's on audiobook. Your comment regarding the monkey mind, yes, the monkey mind, that's... We all have it. We can't control our thoughts. And, yes, they're filled with negativity and emotion and guilt and shame. And these are all things that, you know, we try to deal with through meditation and through presence and through letting go and through accepting, through it is what it is. And I have to add that maybe is another element of that, because sometimes the monkey mind is about worrying about the future. It's about not being able to be present enough to live the life that we're in. So I think that you're right about the monkey mind and how it really creates so much havoc in our life, and I think maybe it's just another tool in the toolbox. That's all it is. You know, we have, you know, when we don't resist, we have gratitude, we have our relationship with time, and we have a relationship with uncertainty. So there are so many elements to it, so it's just another tool that we happen to be focusing on this evening. And regarding that quote, it was beautiful. I don't really have much to say about it. I don't know if George does.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Is maybe, could it be construed as a cop-out?
A cop-out?
Yes.
Oh, not at all. What I think is a cop-out.
Like, make a decision. Well, maybe.
Say that again, George.
Make a decision. Well, maybe.
Well, yes, there is an element to that word, that if you're not making decisions in life and you're using the maybe to not ground yourself, in that scenario, you could look at it as wishy-washy. But that's not where I think maybe has its power. I think maybe is actually the most magical word in the English dictionary. And the reason is because our fear of the unknown is dictating everything. Sometimes we don't make a decision because we're afraid of what it's going to mean for tomorrow. Every relationship you have, whether you take a job, where you live, even where you go for dinner, it's all about your relationship with the unknown. So if you're using it in a wishy-washy way, it's because you're just afraid that if you make a decision, things are going to be bad or you're going to get it wrong.
All right. We're going to come back and take final calls with you, Allison, in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
Never miss a detail on a show or a guest. Sign up for the Coast Zone email newsletter, available for free at coasttocoastam.com.
Thank you.
Sebastian Gorka delivers a straightforward, no-nonsense approach to understanding life in America. Weekday afternoons on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
Deluxe Printing can design, print, and mail in-house, saving you or your business time and money. Our work speaks for itself, whether it's a custom die-cut pocket folder, magazine, postcard, rack card, stationery, or even a giclée on canvas. Deluxe Printing has it at the lowest price and the highest quality. Stop by our new location, 3320 North W Street, and see why. Deluxe Printing is voted Pensacola's best printer. Deluxe Printing, 850-457-8494, 850-457-8494.
Sometimes you're back, your family and your friends love you, but they don't have the money to help you. Sometimes we have chances to make money, but the old saying, you've got to have money to make money, rings true. At Pensacola Specialty Pawn, we can help. If you have trucks, heavy equipment, airplanes, boats, jet skis, anything with value, Pensacola Specialty Pawn can loan you that short-term money you need. No credit checks, and at Pensacola Specialty Pawn, you're going to find the money and the discretion you need.
Now at 6428 Pensacola Boulevard, north of Car City, call 432-9050. That's 432-9050.
CBS News Brief. Trevor Noah returned to host the Grammy Awards for what turned out to be an historic night on CBS.
As Taylor Swift moves through the room, the local economy around those tables improves. Can you see that? Look at this magic right now. Look at this magic, huh? Lionel Richie, now Lionel Wealthy. Look at that.
Swift set a new record-winning album of the year for the fourth time. She also won for Best Pop Vocal Album.
I want to say thank you to the fans. Bye. Telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years, which is that my brand new album comes out April 19th.
Another atmospheric river is flooding parts of California in San Jose.
I find it fascinating to see how much water pours through the rivers during these storms.
Rain will continue through Tuesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Painting is one of the least expensive ways to achieve the most dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior and exterior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. With thousands of colors to choose from, PaintMark can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg Schweigert, PaintMart is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Stephen Hurst with Hurst Transmission Specialists. We're proud to have been servicing Northwest Florida's automotive transmission needs for over 20 years. Our reputation for superior customer service, quality craftsmanship, and unmatched value has made us the most trusted service provider in Northwest Florida. Thank you for supporting us for over 20 years. We look forward to continuing to serve the area, Pensacola proud, for many years to come. Stuck in first? Come to Hurst. Call 478-3395. That's 478-3395.
When Tony and I took the business over from our dad, we changed the name from Brownsville Welding to Brownsville Ornamental Ironworks because that's the part of our business we wanted to specialize in. This is Doug Stinson. Wrought iron is back and bigger than ever. Fences, gates, hand railings, staircases. We can also manufacture the same things with the same look with aluminum. Our customers love it. No appointment necessary for small repair jobs at Brownsville Ornamental Ironworks, 433-0521. 433-0521.
Blackwater River Tools is Pensacola's premier woodworking store, serving the Gulf Coast for over 30 years. Come see our showroom display of all five models of the famous Sawstop, plus Festool, Jet, Rikon, Craig, Laguna, Grizzly, and many more brands. We have a full selection of Whiteside router bits and a variety of sandpaper and dust collectors and fittings. Shop local for all your woodworking needs at Blackwater River Tools in Pensacola, 2503 North V Street, across from Catholic High School. Check us out at blackwatertools.com.
The promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on a brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star, the dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday
Card line at 818-501-4109. The first time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk toll free from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies toll free, call 800-618-8255. To reach George via Skype, use Skype name George97313. Send George a text message anytime at 818-298-6521. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
On our next Coast to Coast program, Ryan Wood joins us, one of the world's greatest ufologists, talking about the secret agenda. And then later on, astrologer Jeff Harmon joins us to talk about what's going on behind UFOs and abductions. Fascinating program. Beyond Belief, that's our television show. And a lot of guests that appear on Coast to Coast also appear on Beyond Belief.
They sure do. And if you want to get an example of that, just go to beyondbelief.com. We have some free episodes that you can watch. When you're done enjoying that, scroll down just a little bit. There's a 7-day free trial, and that'll get you access to a lot more shows that we've done. The website, it's beyondbelief.com.
And our YouTube channel, up and running, and it's free to subscribe to.
And it's a lot of fun. Interviews of recent and past shows, again, all for free. Go to coasttocoastam.com. The YouTube icon is, I think, the third one from the left. Hit that, and off you go.
Back with Final Calls with Alice and Carmen, but first, build up your immune system.
HealthyLooking.com and Dr. Alan Millay bring 4 decades of experience in natural products for the exclusive stem cell wellness kit that works with your body's stem cells to assist your immune system. Here's Dr. Millay with more.
Whether it's physical activity, obesity, diet, smoking, low on hormones, stress, sleep disorders, or your age can be supported by reducing inflammation and aiding the body to heal itself appropriately. A stem cell is a cell waiting to be told what it needs to be. If there is inflammation, that inflammation needs to be stopped. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, kidney disease, various types of cancer, depression, autoimmune disorders, osteoporosis, even fatty liver are chronic signs of inflammation and can be aided by supporting the body's ability to protect those cells that it needs. And that is the purpose of ImmuStem and AdaptiStem together, supporting the body to be the best it can be.
Dr. Millay, how will I feel after taking AdaptoStem and ImmuStem?
The ImmuStem is going to have an immediate effect, but I tell you, your immune system is starting to function better after 24 hours. You put AdaptoStem along with it, and most will feel it within 30 minutes.
Order now at HealthyLooking.com. The Stem Cell Wellness Kit from Dr. Millay protects your body's stem cells and will make you feel better faster. The Stem Cell Wellness Kit with AdaptoStem and ImmuStem and your free gift Relaxol is only available at HealthyLooking.com or toll free at 800-563-3980. That's 800-563-3980. Don't forget to enter promo code George for free shipping. George's Stem Cell Wellness Kit at HealthyLooking.com. That's HealthyLooking.com.
Real people,
Real stories.
I was only 6 or 7 days, but the exhaustion lasted for 2 years. I had this horrible brain fog. My memory never really totally returned. I kept hearing the carnivora. I was like, I'm going to try it. I tried it 10 days to 2 weeks after taking the carnivora. I could not believe what happened. I'm 70. I had energy like I was 40. The thing that was so remarkable to me is I wasn't exhausted anymore. I had my clarity and my brain back. I mean, do you know how much it means to be able to think again? I was really happy about that. It's like I kept telling everyone, I have a brain again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's carnivora.com.
Go with your guts. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. Dinovite. Dynovite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess, always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started to see improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try Dynovite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at Dynovite.com/radio. That's Dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
And welcome back, George Norrie with Allison Carmen. Allison, what is the greatest takeaway somebody would get if they read The Gift of Maybe or they listen to it on the audiobook?
I think, first of all, they would realize where a great source of their stress and anxiety is from. I think a lot of us don't realize that we fear the unknown so deeply, and it's playing such a role in our everyday life. And I think when you read the book, you start to see that what you don't know is not your enemy, that just because you don't know what's going on today or you're worried what's going to happen in the future, it doesn't mean that things are going to be bad, that life has maybe. And when we start to engage in this different relationship with uncertainty and we start to embrace it and we start to look at it as our ally, our fear quiets down, our stress, our anxiety. When we start to live more in that maybe, we take more chances, we take more risks, we become more present, we experience more joy, and life really starts to change, that we're not out of time, our dreams are real, and they could still happen. And it's a very inspiring book to think that the future has possibility, not just doom and gloom.
And it doesn't mean you're indecisive, does it?
No, and I just want to clear that piece up. The reason why we become indecisive is that we're afraid we're not okay. We're afraid that if we make a decision today, things are going to be bad tomorrow. Right. And if it's bad tomorrow, it can never get better after that. So that's why the decision's not made. So when you deal with your relationship with uncertainty, you become more courageous in the moment. So the maybe is just you look out into the unknown and you realize you're not doomed. Maybe something else could happen. But when your relationship with uncertainty shifts, maybe it's not wishy-washy because you know that whatever you do today, you'll have more opportunities again tomorrow. So just that shifts maybe from maybe this wishy-washy idea to being the most hopeful thing you could possibly have in your life. So it's not wishy-washy. It actually opens you up to everything you could possibly want in your life. And the most important thing, quiets the mind so we can enjoy the present. And to me, that's the biggest gift of them all, to be present in life as it's happening.
Let's go to final calls. Eric in Indiana. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hello, George.
Hello there.
Allison.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Hi. You know, I used to go around saying all the time, well, maybe so, maybe no, you know, but probably, you know. But anyway, and then also I used to say, but what if to people, you know, and well, you can't say what if, you know, but what if. But anyway, I always thought that, you know, and I worked at a place that was kind of negative, and they tried to put it in our brain that we need to think about the word pace, which means to them that P for positive, A for attitude, C for changes, and E for everything. And I learned to just roll with the flow. You know, I may never see a UFO or anything like that, but that don't mean that it might not happen, you know, later on in life, you know. So I think a lot of things is getting your priorities right and be positive about it. And I think people will make it through life easier that way.
You said something interesting, too, Allison, about going with the flow.
Yes, roll with the flow. He should write a book called Roll with the Flow. That's a great term, and that's what happens when we're afraid of the unknown. We don't roll with the flow. So it seems like Eric has this nature where he can do that. But those of us who are addicted to certainty, we can't roll with the flow because we're always worried that what today means for tomorrow and that things can't get better. So the maybe, this idea, helps you roll with the flow. Like for me, I kind of go with it nowadays. I don't judge things as much. So I think for him, if you're not afraid of the unknown, you don't need maybe. If you're not afraid of the unknown, maybe is like silly. If you could roll with the flow, you don't need it. If you could stay positive, you don't need it. So it seems like he's in this really good place where he's not thinking about the worst case. And, you know, if he sees a UFO before he goes off this earth, he's good. If he doesn't, he's good that way too. So, again, not everybody needs this. My mother can't stand my book.
She can't stand your book? Let's go to Todd in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Todd, go ahead.
Thank you, George and Allison and Mr. Tom Danheiser. Now, I'd like to use a little bit of advice from Mr. Danheiser from a Coast to Coast guest. He was a producer who ended up being the Monkees producer, and he didn't know how to produce a thing, but Michael Nesmith took him aside and said, we're going to teach you how to produce, and he produced some of the Monkees' biggest hits. So if Tom wants to produce an AC/DC album, all he needs to do is hook up with Big Billy Gibbons and learn how to produce. Now, I want to know where you got the ideas from maybe. Now, the title track for the Grizzly Adams show was called Maybe, and I want to give you a last bookend for your concept here. It's a song by Iron Maiden called Fear of the Dark.
I've heard of that quite a bit. What do you think of that, Allie?
Fear of the Dark? I don't know the song. I'm going to listen to it when I get off the air.
It's apropos for what you've been talking about.
Maybe that's going to become my theme song. I don't know. I'll check it out. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Let's go to Venice, California. Jeff's with us, first-time caller. Hey, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I've battled addiction pretty much my whole life, and it's been because of the fear of the unknown and the fears that I've had. And I can't agree with you more, Allison. It's so relevant. It seems so relevant in, you know, when you're battling such things as addiction. Can you speak on that?
What kind of addictions are we talking about?
To substances, heroin.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Abuse,
well,
drugs abuse.
Yeah, and what is the question? I'm sorry, exactly.
People that are battling such substance abuse issues.
How do you overcome those issues, Allison?
Well, I am not an addiction specialist when it comes to drugs or alcohol. I'm more of an expert in the addiction to certainty. But I do think that because we don't know the future, that means anything can change. We can change. Life can change. All things are possible. So I think the maybe is just for me, I can't get out of bed in the morning without hope. I think every marriage has hope in it, every new job, everything we do has hope in it. And I think that the maybe gives us hope. It makes us believe that today's the day we can do it. And if we can't do it today, then maybe we could do it tomorrow. So I think for anyone suffering in life, it's a way to look into the unknown and believe, because you don't know, that means what you want is still possible. So I think it's a hope mechanism and a way to deal with uncertainty and hopefully, you know, help build the courage and resilience to do what you need to do in life.
Where do you take this next, Allison? What's the next part of this project?
Maybe not. No.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think that I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm coming out with these inspirational cards. And what's interesting, I find that people are starting to want to talk more about all the chaos in the world and to look at life from different perspectives. So, you know, I'm just going to be in maybe and see where it takes me next. My goal is to help people suffer less, and maybe seems to be a tool that works. But there are other things, like we talked about non-resistance and presence and gratitude and relationship with time. So I hope to keep expanding the tools that I have to help people suffer less, but I am fully open to what happens next in life. To me, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and say maybe and see where it takes me.
What is that discussion about looking through life with rose-colored glasses?
Well, are you saying that that maybe does that, or are you asking me about that expression itself?
It's an optimism statement, isn't it?
It is, and again, there are people that live that way. But if you fear the unknown, those glasses are not going to stay rosy. They're going to go black. They're going to go dark. And when we realize, again, that there's hope in the unknown, you know, I don't know if they could stay rosy, maybe a nice little blue or something like that. But, you know, again, some people don't need it, but some people who fear tomorrow, they fear what they don't know. They don't like when unexpected things happen. You know, if we could fix our relationship with uncertainty, life can be different.
This was your first time on the show. You did a marvelous job. Keep in touch with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has been such a treat for me to be here with you tonight.
Allison Carman, the name of the book is called The Gift of Maybe. It is also in a audiobook format. She's got a podcast called 10 Minutes to Less Suffering, which you can reach by going to her website, AllisonCarman.com, which we have linked up for you at CoastToCoastAM.com. And, of course, on our first Sunday, we always love to end the show with this.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you. Softly creeping, left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Loose dreams, I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Beneath the halo of a streetlamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing.
for Michael Cosio, Tom Danheiser, Dan Galante, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonard, Sean Ladasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, Richard Serrett, and Connie Willis. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.
Hi, this is Thane Taylor from the Sleep Center. For over 20 years now, the Sleep Center has been known as Pensacola's mattress experts. But did you know that the Sleep Center is also Pensacola's adjustable bed, futon, cabinet bed, and beanbag experts? The Sleep Center opened in Pensacola in 1995 with the main goal of being the area's one-stop shop for all your bedding needs. Since then, we have become Pensacola's oldest and largest bedding superstore and have the highest Google rating of any store on the Gulf Coast. So if you want better sleep without all the fuss, come to the Sleep Center and leave the rest to us.
It's a pretty competitive world out there, wouldn't you say? And getting your business known takes some creativity. So what do you do? Where do you go when you want to brand or promote your company, team, or club in a cost-effective way? Big Rhino. We are promotional creatives. But it all starts with you. Want some sweet-looking swag with your logo? Screen-printed shirts for your weekend warrior team. Big Rhino is your one-stop promotional shop. So think big and visit BigRhino.com. Call 1-800-469-9028.
Vic's Cleaners, your go-to destination for all your dry cleaning and alteration needs. Providing top-notch service to the Pensacola area since 1923. Convenience is key. That's why we offer drop-off and pick-up service and have 7 locations. Our team of experienced professionals will handle your clothes with the utmost expertise, ensuring they return to you looking fresh, clean, and ready to impress. From dry cleaning, wash, and fold to alterations, we have you covered. Vic's Cleaners, Pensacola's trusted dry cleaner for over 100 years.
We're a garage door company you can trust. Ace Overhead Door and Specialty Products is locally owned, and our certified technicians have been installing doors, operators, and solving all your garage door needs for 28 years. Home estimates are free, and we guarantee to save you money with no high-pressure tactics. Products include Wayne Dalton Overhead Door and Genie Commercial and Residential Operators. Our work is the best. Visit our website, aceoverheadgaragedoors.com, or call us at 850-438-4264. That's 850-438-4264.
Glenn Beck dissects the political landscape every weekday morning and only on WPNN, Pensacola's information station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Last week's storms in California were just a warm-up. The second atmospheric river in days has brought severe flooding to Los Angeles and triggered mudslides in and out of Malibu. More than 680,000 customers have no power. There's more heavy rain and wind in the forecast. Mayor Karen Bass.
This storm is a serious weather event. This has the potential to be a historic storm.
Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency in 8 southern counties. CBS's Elise Preston is in Ventura.
Officials in coastal communities have issued evacuation warnings and orders, including Los Angeles County. Now, the National Weather Service issued a rare hurricane force wind warning for some parts of the state. That means wind gusts of up to 92 miles per hour.
Most Los Angeles public schools are open today. After 3 days days of retaliatory attacks, the U.S. is warning strikes on Iran-backed targets will continue for as long as they target American troops. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS has faced the nation.
If we continue to see threats and attacks from these militia groups, we will respond to them and we will hold those responsible accountable.
After months of negotiating, lawmakers in the Senate have released a sweeping bipartisan bill aimed at discouraging migrants from crossing the southern border. Republican James Lankford spoke to reporters by phone.
It clears up a lot of the long-term issues and loopholes that have existed in the asylum law, and then gives us an emergency authority that stops the chaos right now on the border.
But former President Trump opposes the bill, and House Speaker Mike Johnson has called it dead on arrival in his chamber. It also includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza. Last night's Grammy Awards on CBS belonged to
Taylor Swift.
Correspondent Matt Piper has the details.
Taylor Swift won Album of the Year for a record fourth time, but in an earlier acceptance speech for Best Pop Vocal Album, announced a new album.
My brand new album comes out April 19th.
One of the night's biggest awards, Record of the Year, went to Miley Cyrus for Flowers.
I can buy myself flowers.
Her second ever Grammy and second of the night.
This award is amazing. But
and while
really
SZA came in with the most nominations of the night on CBS, she won three.
Members of the Bomb Squad in Bellevue, Washington, got an unusual call from an Air Force museum in Dayton, Ohio. The museum said a man offered them an inert Cold War nuclear missile that his late neighbor had stored in his garage. The man had been put in charge of the estate. S&P futures down 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair." Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you.
Pensacola Magazine is locally owned and operated and is a premier source for Pensacola news, lifestyle, business, arts and entertainment, real estate, and much more, with a full-time staff of editors, journalists, and graphic artists that live and work in our community. Pensacola Magazine offers engaging content and eye-catching editorial design that highlights our unique local lifestyle. The on-the-market section features local real estate listings and tips on how to buy or sell a home. Pick up a free copy or subscribe at PensacolaMagazine.com. Locally owned, community-driven.
This is cosmetic dermatologist Dr. Kevin Welch. I have been fortunate to have become one of the top doctors in the Southeast for injection of Botox and fillers. A large part of my success I contribute to my advertising consistently, month after month, with WPNN for over a decade. It has definitely helped establish the identity of Dr. Kevin Welch with the Dermatology and Laser Center. Papa Don actually came up with the hook, "We don't have to look like our grandparents anymore." You wouldn't believe how many people quote that phrase to me. Look your best? Call me. Advertising? Call WPNN at 433-1141.
Deluxe Printing can design, print, and mail in-house, saving you or your business time and money. Our work speaks for itself, whether it's a custom die-cut pocket folder, magazine, postcard, rack card, stationery, or even a jacquelé on canvas. Deluxe Printing has it at the lowest price and the highest quality. Stop by our new location, 3320 North W Street, and see why Deluxe Printing is voted Pensacola's best printer. Deluxe Printing, 850-457-8494, 850-457-8494.
When Tony and I took the business over from our dad, we changed the name from Brownsville Welding to Brownsville Ornamental Ironworks because that's the part of our business we wanted to specialize in. This is Doug Stinson. Wrought iron is back and bigger than ever. Fences, gates, hand railings, staircases. We can also manufacture the same things with the same look with aluminum. Our customers love it. No appointment necessary for small repair jobs at Brownsville Ornamental Ironworks, 433-0521. 433-0521.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Trouble for a border bill. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Nicole Murray. On this Monday, February 5th, glad you could be with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
The Senate has released details of a bipartisan bill that provides Ukraine funding and changes to border policy, but there's already resistance.
Hundreds of thousands are without power in California after heavy rains and powerful winds accompanied a Pineapple Express storm.
The U.S. military spent the weekend targeting Iran-backed groups in the Middle East, and officials say the retaliation isn't done yet.
And disclosing health and well-being breaks to your employer.
And that break could be to go pursue a project, to go live abroad for a period of time, to really sort of recenter, refocus. It's not just about taking care of a sick parent or the kind of stuff that we used to take breaks for. It's really about a living my life break.
Career expert Julie Valky on what to do when that one event in your life pops up that requires time off from work. No chance. That's the reaction from some House Republicans after seeing details of a bipartisan bill designed to provide funding for Ukraine and Israel while also providing immigration reforms. Senate leaders released specifics yesterday, which include a new asylum process at the Mexico border to deliver fast case resolutions and swift deportations for migrants who don't qualify. It would also set a higher bar for those claims and establish new limits on asylum claims to prevent the system from getting overwhelmed. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace.
Anything short of shutting down the border, shutting down free hotel rooms, shutting down free credit cards for illegal aliens that are coming into this country, anything short of that is going to have problems in the House.
The provisions do not include Democratic demands, such as a pathway to citizenship for so-called dreamers brought to the country as children. On the spending side, the bill will provide about $118 billion overall in funds for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Ukraine would get about $60 billion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. intends to launch further strikes at Iran-backed groups in the Middle East after hitting factions in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen since Friday. The United States and Britain unleashed attacks against 36 Houthi targets in Yemen a day after the U.S. military hit Tehran-backed groups in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for a deadly attack on U.S. troops in Jordan 8 days ago. Mr. Sullivan on ABC's This Week.
This was the beginning of our response. There will be more steps. Some of those steps will be seen, some may not be seen, but there will be more action taken to respond to the tragic death of the three brave U.S. service members.
U.S. Central Command says it had conducted another strike early yesterday against an anti-ship cruise missile position that the rebels had prepared to target vessels in the Red Sea. Late Friday, Washington carried out 85 airstrikes on Iran's paramilitary forces and militias backed by Tehran. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed back to the Middle East in hopes of brokering a pause in Israel's war in Gaza. More than 600,000 customers are without power in California after a fierce winter storm prompted a rare warning of hurricane-force winds. AccuWeather says up to 37 million Californians, that's about 94% of the population, were at risk for life-threatening floods from the storm yesterday. An atmospheric river was the second to pound the state in recent days, with the latest one being especially harsh on Southern California. The storm is due to hit Orange County and San Diego today and tomorrow. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
The city has established a temporary shelter at the Balboa Park Municipal Gym for residents for these low-lying flood-prone areas. And we've arranged for free transportation to this site through the United Taxi Workers.
The National Weather Service said wind gusts up to 92 miles an hour were possible from the Monterey Peninsula to the northern section of San Luis Obispo County. San Francisco warned of flooded streets, fallen trees, and a landslide. The first storm in the Pineapple Express soaked the state with anywhere from 1 to 6 inches of rain last Wednesday and Thursday. 11 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, politicians failing America's working class. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, they provide real-time product availability online and have sourcing specialists who can help you track down hard-to-find items. And their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you've been injured as a result of someone else's negligence, then you know that insurance companies aren't on your side. I'm Marcus Michaels with the law firm of Michaels & Booth. Representing the victims of accidents is all we do and what our entire firm is designed for. We are on your side. We have offices in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Crestview, a full-time medical doctor on staff, and our own mobile investigations van to collect and preserve your evidence. And our personal injury team is available 24 hours a day. So if you or a loved one has been the victim of an accident, don't be a victim twice. Contact us at forthevictims.com.
Barnes Feed Store is your one-shop place for everything. For the gardeners, Barnes Feed Store has your plant seeds and fertilizer. Hunter, shop now to catch in on the savings. And stop by for the Pennington Rackmaster Plot Seed Mix. Barnes Feed Store has a variety of seeds with the best nutrients and protein, including Flavor Rice Bran and Deer Candy. Barnes Feed Store, locally and family-owned for over 65 years, has all of your needs for pets with pet houses, food supplies, and much more. Don't forget about the Big Green Egg Grill. Barnes Feed Store, located at 8650 North Palafox Street in Ensley.
With us. Welcome into Monday. There are more working class Americans than any other voting bloc, and those blue collar workers could be the decisive factor in this year's presidential election. Yet each political party is doing a poor job of addressing the needs and concerns of lower income Americans. So says Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Rick, your take.
The reason, you know, I'm focusing on working class voters here is there's a ton of analysis going on about working class voters and how to capture their vote. And for what it's worth, working class voters, and this is defined as people, adults in the labor force who do not have a college degree, there are 104 million of them. So that is the largest voting bloc by far. You know, they're not all exactly the same. They have different wants and needs based on their situation in life and where they're based. But everybody wants to know, how do you get their vote, especially in the five or six swing states that are going to determine the election? So I just ran a poll on Yahoo Finance. We did an internet poll. We asked people who consider themselves to be working class. We said, what do you think is the biggest problem in the country, and what do you want your leaders to do? And, I mean, I will just encourage people listening to this to first try to guess what they think working class voters said the biggest problem is. You might think it's inflation, but it's not. So the answer that got the largest number of responses was illegal immigration, with 21% of respondents in our survey saying illegal immigration. They think this is the longest long-term problem in the United States. That is more than double the number who said high inflation was the biggest problem. That was only 10%. And then the second most important problem people identified is the high cost of health care. So illegal immigration and health care, they consider to be the two biggest problems. So if you think about which political party is doing the best job of handling both of those problems, it's neither one. Mm. Democrats actually have passed meaningful legislation on health care, which is the Affordable Care Act, and things related to that, which did extend insurance to a lot of people. But President Biden seems to have no plan at all for what to do about this surge of migrants across the southwest border. And then if you flip over to Republicans, well, they certainly talk tough about controlling this migration surge, but now they seem to be backing away from legislation to do anything about it in Congress. And what Republicans, what's their policy on health care? Basically nothing. They have no health care policy. In fact, for at least a decade, their policy was simply repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with who knows what. So, you know, to get to what your real question was at the beginning, we asked, which party do you think is doing the best job of addressing your needs? And the biggest answer was neither party.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. Almost feel like the question next time should change to which party is least bad in managing all of our problems. But I mean, you politicians know that these are the issues. Why can't anything get done?
It's a great question. You know, what is the problem here? I mean, you know, first of all, we basically have a two-party system, so there's just not room for what you might call a centrist party to try to come in and say, you know, we want to sort of split the difference here. We want to focus on, you know, improving health care, keeping what works, and making and then figuring out what doesn't work. And don't just tear everything up. Like, let's just make things continually better. And let's also deal with immigration. You know, every now and then there's talk of a third-party candidate running. But, I mean, you know, we have a system that, you know, basically you have to win a majority of the votes in the Electoral College. It's winner take all. So that kind of locks us into a two-party system. You know, there are many other problems, and people, you know, I think a lot of voters correctly identify these problems. We don't have term limits. People get elected to office, and then the advantages of incumbency are so powerful that they just feather their nest. And, you know, everybody knows there are a lot of politicians in Washington whose main job is just building their own power and making sure they stay. I mean, I think voters are right about these problems in the system. And, you know, then we also have the final problem, which is that the politics of outrage, you know, just getting people angry, unfortunately, it actually works.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. This portion of the program is brought to you by Prize Picks. Mike, listeners know we both love watching sports, and I know you've heard about the new way to add excitement to watching the games.
I have. It's Prize Picks, the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America.
Prize Picks makes daily fantasy sports easy. Instead of battling thousands of other players, just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection on a wide variety of stats. It's just you against the numbers.
Yeah, Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. The big games this weekend and picking Patrick Mahomes to throw for more than 1 yard seems like a pretty smart move, and that's a winner on Prize Picks. And I could pair that with something a little more challenging, like Christian McCaffrey more than 91 rushing yards.
Prize Picks offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts, like Taco Tuesday, with discounts on some player projections up to 25%.
That's right. Go to prizepicks.com/deal and use code DEAL for a first deposit match of up to $100.
That's prizepicks.com/deal and use the code DEAL for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Senators have released details for the $118 billion bipartisan proposal for foreign aid and stricter immigration laws. Top House Republicans, however, have already said it has no chance of passing. Senate leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a real test for the Congress, for the Senate, for America. Will we step up to the plate when every objective observer says this legislation is needed? Or will we let politics get in the way?
The agreement is set to get an initial vote in the Senate as soon as Wednesday.
Number two.
A powerful atmospheric river arrived in Southern California yesterday, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, snow, and potentially life-threatening flash flooding. The National Weather Service says the storm is expected to continue through tomorrow. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in 8 counties. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
This storm is a serious weather event. This has the potential to be a historic storm, severe winds, thunderstorms, and even brief tornadoes.
Nearly 700,000 California residents are still without power.
Number three.
Lurie Children's Hospital says it is investigating a cybersecurity threat as its computers, internet, and phones remained down for a fifth day yesterday. A call center has been set up to address patient needs, and elective surgeries and procedures have been canceled. Cybersecurity experts have confirmed it was a ransomware attack. A 26-year-old man and a young boy were killed and 4 others injured in a shooting at a Denver home early yesterday morning. Denver police say the exchange of gunfire began after a group of uninvited guests showed up to a party and the confrontation escalated. 4 male victims remained hospitalized and one of them in critical condition. Taylor Swift made history at yesterday's 66th annual Grammy Awards after winning Album of the Year for Midnights. Swift is the only artist to win this award 4 times.
I would love to tell you that this is the best moment of my life, but I feel this happy when I finish a song.
The pop star also announced her new album titled The Tortured Poets Department out April 19th. Other Grammy winners include Billie Eilish, Miley Cyrus, and Paramore.
All right, thank you, Nicole. 23 minutes now after the hour. The cost of landline phone service is skyrocketing, so enjoy the safety and peace of mind of a home phone for less with Ooma. With the Ooma Telo, all you pay are applicable taxes and fees, and unlike mobile, Ooma has address-based 911. Keep your phone number for a one-time fee or get a new one for free, and take your home number on the go with the free Ooma app. Setup takes less than 10 minutes. Stop paying too much for home phone service. Visit OOMA.com/GordonDeal today for a special discount.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Elevate your existing beauty. At Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, we provide luxury med spa services in a relaxing atmosphere. Body contouring, chemical peels, hair restoration, injectables, laser hair and tattoo removal, facials, holistic body treatments, massages, and waxing. We introduce positive energy, innovative technology, and advanced technique, creating the most elevated, confident version of yourself. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Call 850-432-6772 or visit us at stillwatersmedspa.com.
For authentic Southern barbecue, visit the Hot Spot Barbecue on 9th Avenue. They do barbecue the best way with an oak and hickory pit. That's the key to truly delicious barbecue. Drop by any day after 10:30. And Hot Spot Barbecue now offers catering, including large groups. Choose from pork, chicken, ribs, or brisket. Hot Spot Barbecue at 9th and La Rua, just up the hill from the Civic Center. Twice voted best barbecue of the Bay. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 8. Open until 9 on Friday and Saturday nights. Hot Spot Barbecue.
Searching for peace of mind? Look no further than Quality Alarm. We're more than security. We're family. As a locally owned business, we've been installing and monitoring top-notch security systems for decades. Exciting news! Now offering advanced security camera systems for commercial businesses. Safety shouldn't break the bank. Enjoy low monthly rates and stay ahead with camera upgrades every 5 years. Experience true peace of mind with Quality Alarm. Visit QualityAlarmSystems.com today. We professionally install peace of mind.
So, you've been thinking
about getting your home or office painted, but you don't have time to do it yourself. Call the pros at Montgomery Paint, 455-5565. Montgomery Paint specializes in quality work, pressure washing interior and exterior coatings. Montgomery Paint gives you prompt service and satisfaction guarantee. Call the pros today at Montgomery Paint, 455-5565. That's 455-5565. You'll definitely shoot and score with Montgomery Paint.
Ad Council.
Thanks for joining us. Even as colleges place less value on the SAT and ACT tests as predictors of academic success, many states still use them to evaluate their high schools to meet federal testing requirements. More from Matt Barnum at the Wall Street Journal. Matt, set this up.
We realize that most colleges have now gone test optional, and they say to students, you don't have to submit the SAT or ACT, the standardized test score that has become a rite of passage for people applying to college. But we realize that actually a lot of high schools, a lot of states through their high schools say that they do require the test or they administer it to all students. And that was just sort of an interesting phenomenon that we wanted to document.
Wow. And the reasons why that states might continue to do it or schools might continue to do it or what?
So there are a few. One is many states decided to administer the SAT and ACT to, or one of them, to all students, you know, years before colleges started going test optional. And the logic was that the SAT or ACT, the test itself or the fee for taking the test shouldn't be a barrier to any low-income kids who might not be savvy enough to know that to do the test prep or might not have enough money for a testing fee, just to make it easier for everyone. And so they said, we're just going to give this to everyone during the school day free of charge, so it's not a barrier. So a lot of those policies still exist, even as colleges themselves say the test is optional. And some people say that they still should exist because even though the test is optional, it can still help students, or they still have the option to submit the score if they get a good score. Mm. And then the secondary aspect of this is that states have started using the SAT or ACT as their official accountability test. The federal government requires states to give a test to students at least once in high school. And some states have said, you know what, kids are already taking the ACT or SAT. We may as well use this as our official high school test and that we use to rate our high schools.
Wow. I mean, if you get a good score, you can still use it to try to get a scholarship, right, in college, I guess?
Yeah, that's right. So it is an option. There are some number of schools that have gone test blind that say, we don't look at the test. We just won't look at it. But the majority of them are test optional, so it could be smart to take it. And then if you don't like your score, you can just keep it to yourself. And if you do like it, you can submit it for consideration and admissions or for scholarship or for course placement.
Wow. We're speaking with Matt Barnum, education reporter at the Wall Street Journal. His story is called Colleges Dropped the SAT and ACT. Here's why many high schools didn't. So you said most, right? Most colleges have done this. How many don't require the SAT or ACT anymore? Is there a percentage or number?
It's a 1,900 schools with bachelor's degree programs, so essentially colleges, are test optional, and that's the majority of such schools. I'm not sure the exact percentage, but it's a comfortable majority.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Barnum, education reporter at the Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Smart and intelligent decisions. It's Bill O'Reilly and the O'Reilly Update. Weekday afternoons on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
Painting is one of the least expensive ways to achieve the most dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior and exterior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. With thousands of colors to choose from, PaintMart can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg Schweider, PaintMart is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
If you're not happy with a doctor's diagnosis, you get a second opinion. It works the same way with AC unit repairs.
Because every time Dad breaks up, take a moment.
It's called a free second opinion. If another company diagnoses a problem and you're not convinced it's real, we'll perform a free system evaluation. And we won't even ask you who the other company is.
So let's take a moment. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. Heavy rains, powerful winds, and potentially life-threatening flash flooding is drenching Southern California. CBS's Elise Preston from Ventura County.
The rain in Southern California is expected to fall through Tuesday. Keep in mind the ground is already saturated here because this is the second storm in just a matter of days.
Senators have released a bipartisan deal on border security and Ukraine funding. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill has so many important things for America, for our national security and for our well-being in this country.
Taylor Swift's won a record fourth Grammy for Album of the Year on CBS and announced a new one.
For me, the award is the work. All I want to do is keep being able to do this. I love it so much. It makes me so happy.
Jay-Z blasted the Academy for snubbing his wife, Beyonce. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Craving the perfect slice? Look no further than Sky's Pizza Pie. We are your go-to spot for authentic New York-style pizza, garlic knots, wings, and now pasta. Hi, this is Sarah. Come join us for daily lunch specials from 11 to 2 and our happy hour from 4 to 7. Planning a party or event? Sky's Pizza Pie has you covered for your catering services. Visit skyspizzapie.com to place your order, but make sure you bring a big enough car for this truck-sized pizza. Sky's Pizza Pie. Taste the difference today.
For over 30 years, you've allowed Advanced Auto Air and Repair to repair your vehicle. And for this, I would like to say thank you. This is Tim Murph, and I would like to invite you to visit us. We specialize in air conditioning. I also have qualified technicians performing all general repairs, including tune-ups, brakes, electrical, and more. We will diagnose and repair your vehicle in a timely manner and at a fair price. Advanced Auto Air and Repair, 4605 North Palafox. Call 432-4083. That's 432-4083.
This is Stan Butler at Mike's Outdoor Sports. We've got a huge selection of guns, archery equipment, fishing gear, and all the clothing and accessories that go with it. We've got the right firearms for hunting, self-defense, and target shooting, and our archery pro shop will fit you with the bow that's best for you. Our priority is sharing our passion for the great outdoors with you, and we promise you 100% satisfaction. We're Mike's Outdoor Sports, 1 mile north of I-10 on Highway 29 in Pensacola. Call us at 850-478-1129.
There's only one place in town for the lowest prices and greatest selection of firearms, Pensacola Indoor Shooting Range. Visit our fully stocked gun pro shop for new and used firearms, accessories, and ammunition. Check out the Indoor Shooting Range. We offer rentals on guns, including fully automatic machine guns and silencers. Ladies, this is the safe place to learn how to use a gun. Plus, Tuesday is Ladies' Day. Women shoot for half price all day. The best place to buy firearms in Pensacola. Pensacola Indoor Shooting Range, Highway 29 in Carr City.
Edgy, smart, bringing you what you need to know. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Monday, February 5. Gordon Deal, Nicole Murray, some of our top stories and headlines. House Republicans push back against details of a bipartisan spending and immigration bill in the Senate. Southern California braces for a soaking. Hundreds of thousands are without power from the latest storm. U.S. military targets militias backed by Iran. The Fed chairman told CBS's 60 Minutes that the central bank has shifted toward when to cut interest rates. MetLife Stadium in New Jersey will host the World Cup final in 2026, and a dog trapped in a shipping container for at least a week is rescued. That story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by UMA. Copper lines are going away, driving up the price of home phone service. Start saving with UMA. Go to OOMA.com to learn more. Surveys show that most people have at least one event during their lifetimes that requires time off from work. More on health and well-being breaks from Julie Bauke, career expert known as Julie on the Job. Julie, what do you make of this?
You know, it's so interesting to watch this whole, call it sabbatical, call it a break, see this unfold in the younger generations. And this is just, we're seeing it statistically, but we're also seeing it anecdotally. I'm talking to a lot of younger people who are, their goal is to work flexibly, work on projects, work in ways for a period of time, and then take a break before they look for their next job or take on their next project. And that break could be to go pursue a project, to go live abroad for a period of time, to really sort of recenter, refocus. It's not just about taking care of a sick parent or the kind of stuff that we used to take breaks for. It's really about a living my life break. There's a book out there called The Quarter Life Crisis that really talks a lot about how younger generations, this old model of going from 22 to 62 and then you're allowed to have fun, that's what you put off all your fun until then, they are roundly rejecting that. And they're interspersing the things they want to do in their lives with work. And the good thing is, employers, there is starting to be a real, you don't have to hide it.
Yeah.
It's more accepted, and it's becoming embraced. It's to the point that, you know, career coaches like myself are coaching people to say, you need to embrace this and own it. Talk about what you did, what it did for you, what you learned. And, you know, my social media person that I just hired, she's getting ready to leave for Portugal on February 1st for a month. I don't care. She's still going to be working. I don't care where she's doing it from. Mm. But she gets to have that experience of living in Portugal for a month.
Wow.
And we've gone from tisking people to becoming envious of people who have the wherewithal to do that, or interested in doing that. And as time goes on, as more leaders are millennials and Gen Z themselves, this will continue to grow in acceptance.
So you referenced discussing it. Also, this is like a thing on LinkedIn now, right? It's okay to show that there's a gap in your career, and here's my reason why.
Yep. So we used to be, and, you know, I've been doing this for so long that I remember those days when it was like, oh, this gap. How am I going to explain this gap?
Yeah.
And it was just this, like, you know, like, I don't know. Because sometimes when you're in a really stressful job and you leave or you're let go or laid off, you do need time to refresh so you can come back better than ever. And it's so this idea of hiding a break is really not a thing anymore. But what you need to do, because you maybe ask about it, is talk about it, explain it. Say, you know, I took the opportunity to go to France for 6 months because I have a friend who has a place over there, and I traveled the countryside and learned French. Mm. Oh, you know, that used to be seen as, oh, you're not committed to your career. Now it's seen as life enhancing and by extension, career enhancing.
We're speaking with career strategist Julie Bauke. We know her as Julie on the Job, and we're talking about these health and well-being breaks during your career. What about, like, really long ones? Like, maybe 7 years of, you know, because you wanted to raise a kid or two.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, those are things that have always been a part of women's careers. And the challenge with that is that's always been really frustrating. Let's say you take, you know, everybody understands that, especially when it's women. We're starting to get to the point where men are starting to do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm taking my paternity leave for a year, or it's creeping into the mainstream. But in the past, when women have taken time off to raise children, even if she left the workforce at a pretty high level, there's this loss of confidence that happens, professional confidence that often happens during this period. And then when she wants to come in the workforce, she doesn't necessarily expect to come in at the same level she left.
Yeah.
But a lot of women, unfortunately, are like, oh, well, I just have to go do an entry-level job now. No, you don't.
Where's Julie? Julie Bauke, career expert known as Julie on the Job. 20 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, animals behaving badly.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals. The cost of landline phone service is skyrocketing, so enjoy the safety and peace of mind of a home phone for less with Ooma. With the Ooma Telo, all you pay are applicable taxes and fees, and unlike mobile, Ooma has address-based 911. Keep your phone number for a one-time fee or get a new one for free, and take your home number on the go with the free Ooma app. Setup takes less than 10 minutes. Stop paying too much for home phone service. Visit OOMA.com/GordonDeal today for a special discount.
Are you confident in your retirement plan? Do you have a roadmap to retirement that gives you financial peace of mind? If not, we can help. The Retirement Peace Roadmap, a comprehensive investment services plan personally tailored to the needs of higher wealth individuals. High wealth investors often face more complex challenges, therefore demand higher expertise, elite planning, asset protection, tax strategies, and assertive hands-on management of your investments can have an essential impact. Fiduciary responsibility is key. Our goal is to do what's best for you and your family. A financial plan tailored to maximize your retirement potential and legacy is the cornerstone of Retirement Peace Roadmap. Reach out to Scott McCarron and the team today at 866-917-7327. Scott McCarron offers advisory services through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, an SEC investment advisor, and a licensed insurance professional. Office locations in Pensacola and Mobile. Call 866-917-7327.
Glad you're with us. Welcome into Monday. It is time now for the mic drop with This Morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it's been a minute since we checked in on the animals to see what they're up to, and as usual, some of them are up to no good. We start in Texas, where authorities were forced to respond to a home where a deer had crashed through a window and spent the night inside. Courtney Hawk told local TV she returned to her home in spring after spending the night at her boyfriend's house and found a deer in her kitchen, saying he broke through the front window like the Kool-Aid Man. Harris County livestock deputies were called in, and they managed to sedate the deer, take it outside, and release it back into the wild. Courtney said, all things considered, the damage could have been worse.
Wow. So she's out.
Yeah.
The deer enters her empty home.
Yes.
And spends the night.
Forcefully enters.
Forcefully.
Through the front window.
I guess, though, there wasn't enough to spook the deer inside the house where it might be just going on a rampage trying to escape because it was empty. I guess she's lucky
that
way. Yeah,
that's what she said. She showed up at her house. The deer was just hanging out in the kitchen, like not really doing a whole lot. Just broke in and was like, all right, now what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird. But we've heard about this a lot recently. The deer are just breaking through windows just for no particular reason, it seems like.
Man.
Not sure what's going on.
So perhaps it got a good snack.
I mean, perhaps,
good night's sleep?
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
I mean, it was warm, I guess. I don't know how chilly it was that night.
Refreshed and ready to go the next day.
Yes.
Wow, but couldn't find its way out, obviously.
No, did not. And we know that human porch pirates continue to be a problem for anyone hoping to get a package delivered, so we certainly don't need Mother Nature's creatures making it worse. We stay in Texas for this one, moving from the Houston area to the Dallas-Fort Worth metro. A security camera at a home in Southlake captured the moment a box of cookies delivered to the front door was stolen by an unlikely porch pirate, an opossum. The city's Department of Public Safety posted video of the theft on Facebook, showing the animal making off with the box meant for the homeowner's son, who was celebrating his 15th birthday. After a search, the son found the balloon left by the delivery worker and a bag of icing, but the box of cookies was found empty in the family's side yard. Not that it saved the cookies, but police used the theft as an example of why homeowners should have security cameras so they can, quote, go soupy all in protecting their homes from thieves.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that opossums did this.
That they stole food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, hungry animals, I guess, right? You know, they all have better senses of smell than we do, so they could tell, I guess, that there were some cookies in there, and it was time to make off with it.
But if you had given me a list of 10 animals likely to swipe cookies from a front porch.
Yeah.
I would not have chosen opossum.
Yeah, I mean, they're not super high on the list. They're also usually pretty small, so it's hard for them to steal anything, even if it is a small package.
Yeah.
And you see in the camera, in the video, he just struggled a little bit getting it off the porch. It took him a little bit of time of trying to figure out the right angle to drag it off the porch with him.
He's no desperate pizza rat, for example.
Yeah, no.
And by the way, if that's me, I'm taking the icing, not the cookies.
Yeah.
Icing all day for me.
Yeah, you're just going to eat the icing just straight from the container?
There's no need for the cookie at all in my mind.
Yeah, now, see, I like the combination of the two. The crunch of the cookie and then the sweetness of the icing. I think I have a little combination. If I was him, I would have just discarded the icing so quickly for sure.
Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The immediate threat of spreading COVID-19 is history. Now it's down to what we do best. Clean, spotless logistics. Residential apartments, condos, homes, and business accounts. Your business needs a customized infection prevention plan targeting high traffic areas and main touch points found in office spaces. Spotless Logistics, serving residential and business accounts. Call 583-3323, 583-3323, or visit UpsidePropertyManagement.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Hurst with Hurst Transmission Specialist. We're proud to have been servicing Northwest Florida's automotive transmission needs for over 20 years. Our reputation for superior customer service, quality craftsmanship, and unmatched value has made us the most trusted service provider in Northwest Florida. Thank you for supporting us for over 20 years. We look forward to continuing to serve the area, Pensacola proud, for many years to come. Stuck in First? Come to Hurst. Call 478-3395. That's 478-3395.
Hi, this is Thane Taylor from the Sleep Center.
For over 20 years now, the Sleep Center has been known as Pensacola's mattress experts. But did you know that the Sleep Center is also Pensacola's adjustable bed, futon, cabinet bed, and beanbag experts? The Sleep Center opened in Pensacola in 1995 with the main goal of being the area's one-stop shop for all your bedding needs. Since then, we have become Pensacola's oldest and largest bedding superstore and have the highest Google rating of any store on the Gulf Coast. So if you want better sleep without all the fuss, come to the Sleep Center and leave the rest to us.
Money is like life. You have to figure out how to get the most out of it. On the Retirement Planners, you'll discover what you do today will affect your tomorrow and your life. And just like life, the trick is keeping track of what's going on, and that's where I come in. I'm John Steele, host of the Retirement Planners. We'll discuss the markets, your retirement, and financial information with qualified advice Saturday morning at 8 on WPNN and visit theretirementplanners.com.
Thanks for being with us. The three best money moves for February, courtesy of Money.com. Number one, talk to your partner about finances. Being transparent about finances with your partner has proven benefits. Engaged and newlywed couples with joint bank accounts have been shown to have significantly higher relationship quality than those who keep their money separate. That's according to a study released last year by Indiana University's Kelly School of Business. Number two, buy a CD before rates go down. With the central bank planning to cut interest rates later this year, several major online banks are already starting to lower their 12-month CD rates. Barclays' 12-month CD, for example, is now down to 5.3% from 5.5% last month. And number three, get started with your taxes. The IRS started processing tax returns 1 week ago. By now, you should have received most of your tax documents. By prepping now, you'll thank yourself later when you get your refund before everyone who waits until the last minute to file. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The U.S. Central Command announced its forces conducted self-defense strikes against Houthi rebels over the weekend. American personnel destroyed four anti-ship cruise missiles that were prepared to launch against ships in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on ABC News.
We're sending a pretty strong signal with these strikes that we took on Friday night, and I guarantee you that we're going to be sending another strong signal to the Iranians and to the groups that they're backing, the IRGC, and the groups that they're backing over coming days.
The efforts were supported by the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Denmark, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and Bahrain.
Number two.
Samsung Electronics Chairman J.Y. Lee was found not guilty on charges of stock manipulation and account fraud connected to the 2015 merger of two Samsung affiliates. Lee, who was convicted and jailed for bribery in 2017, denied any wrongdoing. The ruling can still be appealed by prosecutors.
Number three.
Over 100 people have been killed by forest fires raging in Chile yesterday. Interior Minister Carolina Toa said there are 92 active fires burning, and that has affected over 100,000 acres. A state of emergency has been declared, along with shelters and hundreds of rescue personnel being dispatched to the area. Patrick Mahomes Sr. was arrested on Saturday on suspicion of driving while intoxicated in Texas. The father of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was released yesterday on a $10,000 bond. Jail records show Mahomes Sr. has been arrested 11 times since 2009, including on charges of driving while intoxicated. This news comes 6 days before his son and the Chiefs are set to play in the Super Bowl against the 49ers in Vegas. Calling all soccer fans, the 2026 FIFA World Cup final will be played at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. The game is scheduled for July 19th.
World Cup going for the maximum punch here by locating the final in New York, New Jersey region.
It is going to be an insane vibe when that game takes place here.
Yes, it will. Thank you, Nicole. 6 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
P
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, they provide real-time product availability online and have sourcing specialists who can help you track down hard-to-find items. And their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Money is like life. You have to figure out how to get the most out of it. On the Retirement Planners, you'll discover what you do today will affect your tomorrow and your life. And just like life, the trick is keeping track of what's going on, and that's where I come in. I'm John Steele, host of the Retirement Planners. We'll discuss the markets, your retirement, and financial information with qualified advice Saturday morning at 8 on WPNN. And visit theretirementplanners.com.
We Big and Tall guys want and need comfortable, warm weather clothes. Hi, this is Little John at Little John's Big and Tall. We have a large selection of in-stock clothes size extra large to 14X and large tall to 6X tall. You can try them on before you buy them. But if needed, our in-house alteration service guarantees a perfect fit every time. That's why we were voted best of the bay for men's clothing. We're Little John's Big and Tall on Davis Highway between Airport Boulevard and Brent Lane. And online at littlejohnsbigandtall.com.
Little John's is a member of the ITEX trading community, and your ITEX dollars are welcome here.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with a 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and
not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday.